Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2. Okay, now Nikki, Nikki. Ooh, man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki. Ooh, man, I've been popped off. Okay, now Nikki.
Shout out to IFM Nation, Shredded, from Charlotte, North Carolina. This is your girl, Nikki B, from Let Talk Nikki Radio. I got my boy right here in the building. How you doing, baby? Let everybody know who you is, where you from.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, President, a producer, and a professional virgin.
Professional virgin, man.
Yeah, I went to that now. And virgin, I watch
hentai.
I watch porn every day.
You watch porn, you beat your meat every day?
Yeah.
So I see that you always carry a lotion around. So you a professional masturbator?
Yeah. I'm a professional masturbator. A lot of people thought at first it was like a fishing thing,
yeah.
You know, baiting and shit, because I was wearing a hat called Masturbator. But with a fish on it, but it's actually, you know, more of a, I'm a professional masturbator. I know every hand technique in the book.
Every hand technique, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen. So he say he know how to beat his meat professionally. You know what? I got a song back in the day. It's called Beat Your Meat. And I just wrote it down. It's a funny song. Can I do a track on it called Beat Your Meat?
Mm-hmm.
Man, got to stay tuned for that. The song Beat Your Meat come to a hood near you, man. God damn.
I know how to beat my meat with the crevice between my elbow.
Oh, hell no, man. You
just in case my...
Your meat ain't that big even do that, man. Well,
no,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
think
so.
As long as I trigger the head, like, as long as I'm, like, rubbing on the head, then, you know, the head, you know, and when he sneezes...
When he sneezes, it sneezes out what?
He sneezes out milk.
Man. This is about to be some explicit, exclusive shit right here on Let's Talk Nikki Radio. I got XOX. Quran, correct?
Yeah, come.
Quran.
No, I was meaning like come, like nut. That's what I meant by milk.
Oh, milk.
Nut, yeah.
Okay, so he, nut in your mouth, not in your hand.
But yes, XOXO Quran.
So you say you a virgin. When do you think you're going to get some coochie?
I don't know.
You scared of coochie?
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know when I'm going to get some. I hope after this interview.
Oh, goddamn, nigga, bitch your meat, nigga. Skate. Oh, well, goddamn, like I said, I got a boost for you. She might be on the line right now, man. She said she was goddamn waiting for this goddamn interview, and she said she wanted to goddamn see what you was about.
Yo, no cap, your skin is soft as a motherfucker.
Thank you. That's the melanin.
I know. Like, you're giving me goosebumps.
Oh, shit.
And an erection.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to beat your meat online today?
Yeah.
I see you moving the crowd. How did that turn out?
Well, there was no premeditation for it.
Don't get nervous, nigga.
No, there was no premeditation for it. I just wanted to do some icing on the cake type shit. So I said, hey, fuck it. I'm just going to show my ass, my big hairy ass. My audience. And... I think funky. I don't care what happened.
I wish I was there, like right after you did it, the camera went off. I was like, I wanted to see the people reaction, nigga.
I'm just saying, it's Sneak Gang at the end of the day, you know, like Sneak Gang, Gnarly Boys, so we don't give a fuck if we
so
on that.
What do the word sneak mean?
Well, the word sneak really in real term definition means a small dick. But you know, but it's not just about niggas with small dicks. You know, it's more about niggas who don't give a fuck about what other people have to say about them. They don't have to follow society's rules. Fuck society's rules at the end of the day. And we just be free of who we are. We're just free spirits.
So it's
people.
A group of sneak, small dick niggas.
No, it's not just with niggas with small dicks. I mean, if you have small dicks, that's just the icing on the cake right there. But I'm saying, like, it's more for, like, niggas who have no problem showing they love themselves, that they have a good self-esteem. Like, yeah, they have no problem loving themselves. So we do radical shit. Like, we'll just, like the way I act.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really no explanation, but there's an explanation.
So how long have you been an artist? How long you been with? Let me run this back. I see that STM a lot, and I definitely see Chesy Boy TV, Chesy Boy Records. Who is you signed to?
I'm signed to Chesy Boy Records. Shout out Chesy Boy.
And y'all affiliated with STM?
Yeah, we're affiliated with STM. And soon, my own label.
Oh, really? What's the name of your record label? Smeek Gang?
SGG.
What's that stand for?
Smeek Gang, Gnarly Boys.
I knew something like that. Oh, look. So how long you been on with Chesy Boy? How long you been an artist doing your thing?
I've been rapping since I was like 10, 11 years old, but I didn't really start dropping music or going to the studio like that until I was like 15, 16 years old. So I met Chesy when one time back when I was 10, a dude came in, was advertising Chesy's studio.
Right.
He was on North Tryon at the time. And I told the guy that I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to be a rapper because I thought it'd be cool. You know, I had just gotten into rap. Biggie was the first rapper I ever listened to. Yeah. But I told him I wanted to be on the radio. He told me he wanted me to spit a freestyle. I spit the most trash ass freestyle ever because I didn't know how to rap at the time. Like, I wanted to be a rapper.
Right, right.
So like, I mostly did it because I wanted to impress the girls and shit. That's why. So I've never rapped a day in my life at that time. So my granddad was like, hey, before you even go to the studio, you know, that's when the radio dude handed me the flyer saying, hey, you should, you know, fuck with Chesy Boy.
Right.
He got a studio on North Tryon. My granddad said I had to perfect my craft before he took to any fucking studio.
Right.
So.
Chesy was 10 to 9.
Nah, not right away.
Right.
It was, I met him years later when I was like 15, 16 years old.
How old are you now?
I'm 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 20 years old. And I met him like one night around like maybe like 2015, 2016. And I recorded like two songs that night with him. And our relationship was kind of on and off throughout the years. Like, but we would just keep reconnecting with each other every time.
Right.
You know, it would be crazy. You know, like we'll see each other one time, like probably like during the summer. We'll see each other again probably like another year later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was crazy. So for the longest, I've been trying to get this nigga to manage me. I've been hitting this nigga up like, Chesy, man, you playing, bro. I need you to manage me, bro. I'm going through a tough time because at the time I was at a homeless shelter, bro. I came from homelessness before this. So, you know, it was fucked up. So, like, I was just kept hitting him up. And I just kept doing my music. I said, fuck you. You know what? It's going to come to me eventually. It's going to come for me eventually. So.
Right.
Kept doing my music. It wouldn't be until maybe like November of last year I recorded my first EP.
What?
That is now on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's called XOXO Part 1.
Yeah.
I like it. Personally, I mean, it's good for a debut effort, you know, especially in EP standards. But I had recorded that and dropped that in like around early November of last year.
Yes. Yeah.
And I sent it off. I sent the links. Like, what I do is, like, I send links to people and stuff for it to check out. You know, I'm still at the stage where I have to send links to people to check out my music. And,
right.
You know, so I sent Chesy the link to the EP. So it wouldn't be probably, like, maybe a whole another 24 hours later, he hits me up. He's like, bro, I fuck with your music. Keep grinding. So it wouldn't be until later that night. He called me. No, he hit me up saying, bro, call me. So I went in the shelter. Like, shelter had a little phone booth. So I went into the shelter phone booth. I called this nigga, and he was like, hey, man, I've been listening to your music. I'm really fucking with you, man. How would you feel about being Chesy Boy Records? And that, which translation, he was saying that he was going to manage me.
Right.
So I knew at this moment, you know, my time finally came.
Right.
I was like, hell yeah, you know? So we had a nice, good conversation that night. We talked about it. And ever since then, maybe like a week later, I had got kicked out of the shelter for some like reckless shit. And
shit like what, Mike? Did you meet?
No. Even though I did get caught by one of the staff at one time when I was there. It was embarrassing. It was an old man too. So, you know, got a nice wanker there. I was like, thanks, man. Look. Anyway, no. The staff had got me pissed off, so I went in there and I broke the TV.
Oh man, so you got motherfucking anger issues? That's what you're saying?
Not really. I mean, I know how to control my anger. Like, well, at least now, but like back in the day, I used to.
Right. You probably know Winston a lot of hurt and pain.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Chess Boy helping you out. Shout out to you, Chess Boy Records. I hope you much success. You hear me? And
yeah.
Baby, trying to fuck up. So tell me about this cartoon characters, this animated things you have going on. I see that a lot.
Well, what do you mean?
Like the cartoons or the cartoon characters. I don't know nothing about
that. Oh, you're talking about like on my album cover.
Yeah. The animated porn, yes.
Oh, the anime porn. Yeah. That's a very, very, very good subject we can talk about. Okay. Anime porn has been in my life since really virginity, beating my meat and all that stuff that fall in the same category. It just like it falls in all that category, and it's been a part of me since I was 16, bro. I remember the first time I beat my meat. It was a magical experience.
Wow, so good.
It was the same equivalent feeling for when your parent or your mom or dad tells you we're going to Disneyland on Christmas morning and shit. Like the first time beating my meat, man. Like that's the moment I always cherish, bro. I would put that over my first kiss, bro. Like I'm telling you, bro. So like when I started getting into anime porn, it was like I was like 16. I started watching anime when I was like 13, 14, 15. Then I transitioned to anime porn. So anime porn, besides real porn. Now real porn is a different story. With me and real porn is a different story. But anime porn, I go kind of. I mean, it's like. No, I go ham more on like real porn. I kind of take it lightly on anime porn, but hentai, bro, is like hentai is a very good under. I feel like it's underappreciated. I mean, it's appreciated, but it's underrated.
Right. So they got cartoon porn out here.
Yeah, bro. They got help. They got all kinds of porn.
How can I find this? Is it on Google?
No, this is like on Pornhub and Xvideos, like all type porn. They got. Obviously, they got straight porn, lesbian porn, gay porn. They even got Lego porn.
Lego porn.
You got Lego porn. Yeah. They have niggas who make Lego animations.
Let's look at later on tonight.
Lego animations of Lego having porn, and then other forms of Lego porn is probably videos of girls shoving Legos up their pussy, or guys shoving Lego pieces up their ass, or some shit. Like, it's some shit like that, you know? I mean, and then you got videos where you can see people shitting on each other, shitting in each other's mouth, pissing in each other's mouth, throwing up in each other's mouth, nutting.
That's
more of like the fecal matter type porn.
So you know it's different levels to this shit. That's what you're telling me?
Like the two girls, one cup type shit, you know?
Two girls, one cup.
It's a video. Two girls, one cup was a viral video that went viral back in the day, like around 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It was a clip from a porn called Hungry Bitches.
Hungry Bitches. They were fat?
No, they were skinny. They were skinny white girls. But why they call it Hungry Bitches was because they started making out and then they started vomiting in each other's mouths and swallowing it.
Okay.
And then throwing it back in each other's mouths. Then they would take a cup. They took a cup. And one of them started, like, squirting out, like, you ever seen, like, you know how in Golden Corral they got the chocolate ice cream, how it swirls out like this on the bowl? That's how her dookie was coming out. It was coming out, like, swirls, like on the in the cup, and it was eating it like it was fucking, like, a snow cone.
These white bitches to be exact, right?
Yeah, these are white bitches.
Well, that shit is all white, man.
White is white.
one is fucking white.
Cracker is cracker. Yeah. Nigger is nigger. White wetback is wetback.
All that good shit.
Thick is thick. You know, I'm a wetback nigger, so like.
You're a wetback. So you Mexican?
I'm Mexican. Yes.
You like a papacito.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you mind me calling you a bit that?
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit, man. Everybody that's on my Facebook, YouTube, and motherfucking IG, like, share, I'm taking number one motherfucking minute. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know professionally how to beat your meat, DM me, DM him. Let us know, man. He might get them geese tips shit, man. Beat your meat, motherfucking cat, get activated. Okay. Hey, so, this is anti-CU. This is what we're going to do, okay? Let's see.
Oh, yeah. See, I run my meat beating classes like karate classes, like really? Like I got a whole I got plans to build a whole dojo and everything, you know, the sneak gay dojo where instead of karate you learn techniques on how to beat your meat, like yeah. Hand movements like karate. We can
martial arts.
Like there's this one move that my like ancient Chinese ancestor Hong Ling passed down to my grandfather I don't know why my grandfather was teaching me this at like 13 years old, but he was teaching me about how Hong Lin used to do the what's that shit called? The mantis on his penis. Yeah, like the mantis on his penis. It was like a very severe hardcore masturbation move, you know? where it was so risky. Where if you do it wrong, you can like skin the skin off your dick, you know. So it only takes advanced training, so that's not even no starter level training. That's like all the way at the end.
Hey, bro, we need to Google that shit too later on tonight. I need to get to see this shit with myself, man.
Oh, we don't give out black belts and shit. We decided to do like we replaced them with condoms. So you got a black condom, you got the gold condom, the brown condom. You know, you just put it, we start beating our meats with condoms and shit, you know. And you have to start off with lotion.
Yeah.
And then you can advance. Before you get to peanut butter, you have to advance to, like, Jell-O.
What's the peanut butter?
Oil. Muslim oil to be exact. Peanut butter. See, peanut butter has a strong friction, like a very...
So you use peanut butter to masturbate.
No, see, it takes high skill masturbators to beat their meat with peanut butter. Peanut butter is very thick and sticky, so it would be hard. So if you can't do that. Like it's gonna be like, oh, I can't do it. Yeah, but yeah. once you did all the hand training, like all the level up, then you'll be able to be strong enough to do it with your hand. Oh, like I can do it with peanut butter. It's easy to me, you know? So,
you gotta start off with lotion. Baby oil gel.
That's like maybe the third level.
That's like that wet right there.
No, baby oil is the second. We start off with lotion, then baby oil, then Jell-O, then coleslaw, then WD-40, then Clorox.
Bleach.
You got to go through the Clorox bleach. Everybody did it. They have to do it.
Please call in right now. Let us know.
Everybody did it. I did it. It failed the first 2 times, the third time I got it. I had medical bills were crazy, but, you know.
I bet you brushed the skin off that day.
I couldn't beat my meat for a month.
You can't beat your meat for a month.
I couldn't beat my meat for a month.
Call in 515-605-9898. If y'all got any questions, ask this young man right here about masturbation professionally. Please call us up. 515-605-9898. Hey, man, you know what? My homie right here, DJ Spitz on for Street Monster Radio, your favorite cousin. DJ Spitz on, I know you got some questions to ask.
I'm horny right now. I wanted to put that out there. My name, my real name or my rap name? XOXO Quran. Well, there's two, I guess I could say it like maybe, I could give you two backstories on it. So the first one is XOXO Quran is more like, my goal at the end of the day when it comes to being a artist is like I want to be iconic, you know. I don't really care about being a legend when I die and shit, you know. So I feel like that's kind of overused and overplayed right now. So I really want to be more of an icon and leave a footprint or an impact I want to leave an influence. You know, I don't want to leave a legacy. I want to leave more like an influence on people. You know, people to be themselves and shit like that. So XOXO, like usually when like XOXO means more like love and shit. So like, yeah. I'm trying to give love to people. I'm trying to teach people to love themselves, bro. I'm trying to teach people to love themselves, giving love to people who struggle with self-esteem issues. Because when I was in school, I struggled with self-esteem issues. I was very insecure. You know, I cried every night, like when I was getting bullied in middle school. So I will never, you know, I will never judge somebody. I'm not a judgmental person. You know what I'm saying? So, goddamn, you know, that's just that type of friend I am. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, thank you. You too. And
the second meaning,
one of my favorite artists is, I'm also a very huge fan of, XXXTentacion. So his name kind of influenced my name. It kind of had like the same message behind it. You know, I kind of want to be a unknown temptation, but I want to be like I want to alienate myself in the industry. You know, I don't want to be part of any of them fuck niggas up in there. I want to do my own shit. I don't, you know, I'm gonna be a problem when I get in the industry. I'm gonna be a fucking problem.
You're definitely different, something new, to the industry. How do you feel about the industry right now? Hold on, let me rewind this. How do you feel about the music scene in Charlotte?
Okay, the music scene in Charlotte. Yeah. Do you really want me to give my honest opinion?
Yes, I do. Give me your honest opinion.
Because, you know, I could be honest.
Yes, I like that.
Before I came, the music scene was very repetitive and boring. And I'm not saying that to hate. I'm really not saying that to hate. Because there are niggas out there who be spitting. I listen to them on a regular basis, you know. Maybe not daily, but on a regular basis, you know, sometimes on a regular basis.
Correct.
So, you know, not all Charlotte artists are trash, you know what I'm saying? But the reason I say that, bro, is because I feel like everybody is trying to, like, I've observed it, right, through the years I grew up in Charlotte, right? First, everybody wanted to become a rapper, bro, I feel like this started more, like, when I was, like, in high school or some shit, but everyone wanted to be, like, fucking Donk at first.
Right.
Then everybody wanted to be, like, YoungBoy when he blew up.
Right.
Then everybody wanted to sound like DaBaby. Now everybody's trying to sound like Too Shiesty.
Right.
Like, everybody's trying to rap the same shit.
Everybody came with the singing Drake. Everybody came.
Everybody was just trying to sound like Rod Wave or Too Shiesty.
Right.
Like, I feel like every nigga your songs I've heard got that same double up, bubble up, hubble up, bubble up, hubble up, hubble up, ink and black beat and shit. Bro, like, that's why I had to step away from. And I said, bro, I can't do this shit, bro. I'm not finna join these niggas, bro. This is some clown shit, bro.
Right.
Like, and a majority of these niggas out here do not even live that life either.
Right.
Like, nigga, I knew you, bro. We used to fucking, like, compare our penises when we was in kindergarten. You're not a fucking thug, bro. I had a friend who I used to, like, we used to have swords. Like, we used to pee at each other. We used to have, like, string fights and shit.
Oh,
In kindergarten. And now this nigga trying to sound like this nigga trying to sound like fucking DaBaby. Like, he's trying to be like fucking rapper and shit. And I'm not saying, like, it's not like he can rap and I'm trashing him. No, like, he really don't got bars. I'm sorry. Like, I'm a friend. Well, I'm going to be honest, bro. That's why I'm not saying his name or nothing. I'm not embarrassing him on here, but I even told him. I said, bro, like, yeah, so that's just an example that I'm using. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I decided to alienate myself from that shit and start Sneak Gang and do my own shit, have my own music styles, do whatever the fuck I want to do and look however the fuck I want. You see what I got on my fucking neck, bro?
Right, you blinging my...
Yeah, bro. I wear pinnacles, nigga. Like, it's not a satanic thing. It's just a fucking rebellious thing, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I used to wear my onk and my, you know, near for titties, but I don't got that on right now. So when people see that, I know people have different perceptions. So if they ask you, you'll tell them that you're not Santana and you just rebel.
Yeah, I'm just a fucking punker, bro.
Is you a devil?
I'm a punker.
You got demons in you?
I'm a punker.
What the fuck is a punker?
What I came up with. I'm a punker. I'm a nigga.
Well, I'm a stoner, nigga. Ooh, Okay.
Punker is like the punk rock version of stunner. Like,
okay.
Why y'all niggas say stunner? I'm a stunner and shit. I'm a fucking punker, nigga. Like, that's the rock star, like, version of it. Like, I'm a punker.
Okay, I got
you. I'm with the fucking Nirvana wave and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm with them Green Day niggas. I'm with them fucking Skinless niggas. I'm with them fucking Metallica niggas.
I don't know them no more.
I'm with them fucking Linkin Park, Blink 182 niggas.
I need to Google all this shit. I don't know none about that.
You know Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, oh, you with them crazy motherfuckers, man. Are you with them crazy motherfuckers?
They're not crazy, man.
They're crazy. Because they had controversies where
people accused their music of influencing, like, massacres such as Columbine and shit, which had no, like, connection to that.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I feel like Marilyn Manson, I feel like he's not a bad person, bro. He's just expressing himself.
Yeah, he's just weird. You know, weird is kind of cool, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
what was that early we listened to, bro? He said he make what?
Booty Bennett.
Let's get into that. What's the Booty Bennett and you eating salad? Please, let's get into that.
Okay, so Booty Bennett, let's see how I can explain this. Booty Bennett.
Say you're a virgin, but you like Booty Bennett.
Yeah, like, so apparently a recurring gag that's in my music is that I talk about eating ass and shit a lot.
Yeah, I see in the videos you got your asses to come to your face.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You like you put mayonnaise on
ass in the
song. Yes. So that's correct. How you gonna be.
Right. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
So you a virgin down there, but your tongue is not.
I mean, shit. If I could go my whole life without sticking my dick in nothing, bro. But as long, I know for a fact, if I can't perform sexually, like with my penis,
your dick,
no, my penis is small. I know if I can't perform sexually well with my penis, I know for a fact because I am a fat boy and I love to fucking eat, I know for a fact that I can sexually perform well with my mouth. That will save me. I feel like my mouth will save me. Usually my mouth will not save me.
Hey, so you pussy good or bad?
I eat pussy good. I know for a fact that I can eat pussy good. And ass.
Oh.
Let put my tongue all in that asshole.
So that's where the Booty Bennett came from.
Yeah, like one night, okay, one night, the each song off the album is inspired from each song from the album is inspired by a real life event that happened in the time I was working. At the time I was working on the album.
Right.
Ocean in My Pocket was inspired by one of, you know, Chez's homegirls. Goddamn. Fucking Booty Bandit was more inspired by like I was horny at the time. So, like, I saw a bitch with a fat ass and I wanted to eat her ass, but I couldn't. So I said, fuck it. And I was like looking up shit like, the nigga who got rape niggas. I even sampled it from the Boondocks on to the song.
So Boondocks was like the animated cartoon, but black version. So you say you got Lotion in the Pocket ready now?
Yeah, we ready.
Well, let's get to this hit single right here on Let's Talk Nick Radio. Lotion is motherfucker pocket. Masturbate.
Booty Band is a troll song, too. Like, I just did the troll.
You going to show that? Or we're going to do that next. Lotion in the Pocket.
I like this.
Bitch, I beat my meat, I got the lotion in my palms, bitch. Stroking up and down to a picture of your mom, bitch. Young fat boy eating ass like an omelet. Everywhere I go, I keep that lotion in my pocket. Lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket. Everywhere I go, I keep that lotion in my pocket. I don't need pussy, got that lotion.
lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket. Young fat boy eating chicken on a Sunday. Lotion in my pocket, turn my hand into a cum cake. If a nigga try me, walk him down like a runway. Fat boy life robbing niggas for they lunch tray. Said she need some cock to eat, told that bitch it's bow time. When I'm in the shower, bitch, I beat my meat with Old Spice. About to have an orgasm, I'm about to nut, bitch. About to explode like a shaking up Sunkist. Yeah, and I'm so goddamn great. Young fat boy, flip these hoes like a pancake. I just beat my meat so I can't do a handshake. I can fuck your bitch, but that bitch got a man face. Bitch, I beat my meat, I got the lotion in my palms, bitch. Stroking up and down to a picture of your mom, bitch. Young fat boy, eating ass like an omelet. Everywhere I go, I keep that lotion in my pocket. Lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket. Everywhere I go, I keep that lotion in my pocket. I don't need pussy. He got that lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket, lotion in my pocket.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Ooh. Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Ooh. Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh. Man, I've been popped off.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh.
Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh.
Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh. Man, I've been popped off.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh.
Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh.
Nikki, Nikki, Nikki.
Ooh. Man, I've been popped off.
Ooh. Yes, this your girl Nikki B. Shout out to ISN Radio Nation, man. I'm the hostess with the most, man. I got XOX in the motherfucking building, man. XOX can run. Beat your meat, masturbator professionalist, man. Hit him up. He gonna got them give y'all some motherfucking notes, give y'all some classes, and got them let y'all know how to beat your meat on the side in the rain. That's your thing. Do your thing, man. I beat my meat sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I get lonely at night, my nigga. You know, I can bump you sometimes too, man. I just need what? Let me see. I probably use the whole 4 fingers or 2. I don't know. It depends on how
you can't use the whole 4 fingers.
Yeah. I'm sticking it in. I just like,
you
know.
You have to use your whole palm. Like, that's
a whole palm.
Using less than your whole palm, your 5 fingers,
You got a penis.
So you have to use your whole thing, like, you know, reference.
Oh, you was talking about. You talking about your pussy?
You might use the fingers too, because you say you small, right?
I use my
index. Yourself index, like you're smoking a joint.
Like completely.
Okay, man.
Like I'm playing a guitar.
To the gentlemen out there who got
I play my dick like a guitar.
To the niggas out there who got small penises, he got the classes for you, okay? The motherfucking index in the thumb, you put it together like you're smoking a joint, and you get them pinned down there, and just beat your meat, right?
Yeah, I mean. Just because your dick is small, bro,
doesn't mean
it can't be used for combat, man. Like, you have to understand though. Goddamn, when it comes to getting your dick sucked, bro, as long as she goddamn do that tongue action, at least on the sensitive part, like the line under your dick or like your head or some shit, then. You know, you straight, bro. Like, that's what I feel. All of these are my hypotheses. So I can't really say, yeah, hypothesis.
Oh, man. Get it out, man. God damn, man.
I knew that was coming, bro. I had set it up for that.
You're so silly. Who do you see yourself in the next 5 years as an artist, as your own record label, as you as a person?
5 years from now, all right, it'll be 2026. So, like, 5 years from now, hopefully, I have a very high net worth. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be probably mainstream by then. I know for sure I'll be mainstream by then.
Right.
Fucked every girl that's ever said no to me or rejected me or friends on me. By now, I would have completed that. It would take the fan. I'll give like that. Have my own label, yes. Maybe if I do meet a girl at that by that time and I have a child, take care of my family, I will be financially stable and mentally stable. Because.
So have any female ever thrown some coochie to you?
One fat white girl, but it was so fucking awkward that I don't ever want to fucking talk to her. I don't ever want to fucking talk to her ever again.
Why, man? Because you.
Because it was awkward. It was just uncomfortable. It was awkward. I don't want to look. If we have an awkward night, bro, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk to you ever again. If she's watching this and she finds out, I couldn't get hard. That's why. Uh-huh. I'm gonna put it like that. I
you should have her ass like you say you booted better. You might have got hard.
That's the reason why it was awkward because I couldn't get hard and I wasn't attracted to her, okay? I came to realize that.
You say you like fat bitches in your song.
I was
You heard right here.
A lot of times, bro, you can't believe shit I say, bro. I'm like a fucking, look, I'm like somebody's Uncle Larry or some shit. Like, I'm always like, can't see shit I say, bro. Like, you know, I'm just a black sheep, bro. Like, I just say whatever the fuck is in my mind. Like,
this shit has come naturally.
This shit just comes out, bro. Like, I do have love for fat girls, though. Don't get me wrong. BBWs and shit like that. You know, I would love to eat a BBW ass one day, bro.
It's Mr. Mayonis.
I mean, I would love to eat any type of ass that appeases me, bro. But, goddamn, I have love for the BBWs. I have love for the plus-size women. Yes, I do.
It's not that one.
Not her.
You smell like wet dog or something?
It was just her body, and it was her fucking like. There's a difference between a good fat body and then there's a bad fat body. All right, a good fat body is like you're still like she's still fat and shit, but not everything is not sagging or hanging down.
Yeah, she's
all floppy and shit. Yeah. This bitch had no fucking nipples, bro.
What kind of shit is that?
The bitch had no fucking nipples, bro.
So was you trying to suck her nipples and you can't find them?
She had none. They suck shit. She had a little fucking, like a little fucking bump. That was her nipple. I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro?
Type of nipples. You know, right? And they hit nothing on the goddamn black area. No.
Oh my god, bro!
Right.
That I'm fucking sexually attracted to it. This black woman in general, bro. Black women are beautiful, bro. I have love for black women, bro.
Thank you, King. That's beautiful.
I mean, I have love for all women, but the black women, like, they hold a special place in my heart.
Right.
I was raised by a strong black woman. I shout out my grandmother. And a lot of the my dad's black and my mom's. And a lot of the porn I watch is either black girls with fat asses, black girls with tits, fat asses.
You
black
watch Mexican?
Black girls. Black girl like turns me on more. Really makes me.
What about the animated porn? Which porn turn you on the most?
It's this thing where like I type in. Okay, when people ask me, I'm both. I'm not really biased. I'm meeting stuff.
Right.
Both, you know, because they're both beautiful aspects of a fucking, you know, sexual wet dream and shit
right.
And all that.
Right.
So, like, you know, I fucking look up on Pornhub women, like, taking a shower. I guess their boobs pop out. I don't know why I do that, but I don't know why I watch stuff. But I do it because it turns me on, man. Like,
you like a woman to tease you.
Yeah, like. I like it.
Right, then we take to a exotic and strip club like it.
I was trying to girl the Chez was gonna pay her to let me put my face in, but she was not down for it. But it was after the show, she told me I was funny to put my face in, and she was like, "You're funny."
That's all that thing.
Black women are in the lead for the best. Like, bro, like, every, I think of fucking chocolate milk, bro. Yes. I'm telling you, bro, like, I know all, like, the tone of movement. I know how to move my tongue and shit. Like, I will bite your nipple.
Oh, man, see, you know what, bitch, I don't show you no nipple, you won't bite it, man. That's why the white girl didn't have none, because you bit them out. Bars.
No, I did,
What bitch won't bite you, will you give,
not, like, bite it on, but just, like,
like, nibble on it? All right.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Nibble on the skin.
Oh, shit. Ladies, if you want some good head, hit him up. He said he's a masturbation
professional virgin,
mm-hmm. And he likes to eat ass, okay? So, and Chad was going to have a great grant for him. You hear me?
But you got to be clean, first
clean,
of all.
Uh-huh.
You got to be clean. You got to be clean. No BS with John, and you got to be... You don't have to be all bad, even though that would be one of my preferences, but at least be decent.
You gotta be alright, man.
Or if you gotta be bad. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. You gotta be a bad bitch. I'm talking about a bad bitch. I'm sorry, bro, but I recognize myself worse, bro. And I'm about to up there, nigga. I'm finna be a fucking star. So clean ain't got to be a bad bitch.
No ugly bitches.
And if you don't like me, suck my fucking dick with peanut butter and jelly, nigga.
So sorry. Have you ever
done your? No. No, all that pubic hair. I might get hair in my mouth. Pubic hair soon.
Not only her,
but it's just like, it's a problem. So I couldn't even get my dick stuck.
So is your hair is longer than your dick?
Yeah, I would say it is on Don Cornelius, but yeah.
Oh, my. What's up with this Road to Riches song? What's this about? It don't sound freaky.
Road to Riches? Oh, no, that's like the only non-sexually disturbing song on the album.
Before we even get into this single.
Yeah, besides the voices.
Before we get into this single, I saw a video that kind of described. I'm so used to seeing you being goofy and doing animated things. I saw a video where it was like you got killed in the video.
Yeah, it's the video for The Voices, which is the sixth track off the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was real sad, man.
Oh.
What's that about?
Well, see, when I was 12, I struggled with depression and anxiety, and I don't really talk about it like that a lot, and you know, now I'm not really open about it as I was before, you know. I like to put it through my music. A good man taught me that, you know. So he was very, you know, tough love about it, but a good man, this man over here, he's like an older brother to me, older brother, father figure. / father figure.
Yeah.
I owe everything to this, bro, and God, bro, because he made it happen and shit for us to do this.
Yeah.
So, basically, Wait, what was the topic again? I'm struggling with and anxiety and shit. So, I decided that when it comes to Sneak Gang and shit like that, bro, I decided, you know what? At some points, bro, I want to, you know, at least be on a deeper level with kids or, you know, people who listen to my music. I don't want them to just, you know, feel like that, oh, they can't be sad or they can't display their emotion.
Right.
You know, because there's, you know, of course there's a time to laugh and shit like that. So that's why I make songs like my first EP that out, you know, having a very special day. I recommend it.
Right. Make you laugh. Yeah.
No. It's not funny. It's like, it's more like depressing.
Why that wouldn't be more depressing to the depressing music?
Because it's like the same way. It's like if you're having a bad day, you put on Juice WRLD or some shit. You know, it's like that's how I'm trying to like say it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'll help you, not make you more depressed. You know, like when I listened to music, you know, back in the day. When I was down, I would listen to X, Lil Pete, Lil Uzi Vert, Juice WRLD, Red, shit like that. You know, people like that. You know,
right.
Kid Cudi, 808s and Heartbreak, Kanye West, or like maybe Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye West.
Right.
So
yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, that was the name of one of his albums, but he But yeah, I incorporate the serious side into my music and also into my image just to balance it out. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Balance it out because you need balance. You know, you need lightness with darkness and shit like
right.
the yin yang and shit.
Yin yang, yang.
So
yeah.
That's how I do it, bro. That's how I balance it out. For people to be like, okay, you know, if I ever meet this nigga, you know, I know that he's not just a fucking clown trying to just snip 6ix9ine. And just not be taken serious, you know.
Right.
I have the serious side where okay, see the vulgar troll that I am, but they'll also know that okay, we'll take him serious because he's trying to be serious with his music, his career, and his future, you know.
Right.
Despite what he's doing, this shit.
Right.
I'm doing this to have a better life for myself and possibly my future, you know, my future descendant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know, I don't want him to go through the same shit I went through.
Well, I wish you the best once again. And shout out
thank
to Candy Boy, motherfucker, workers. I need a clap for him because he's a motherfucking OG.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
motherfucking game. Shout out to his whole team. Shout out to STM. Shout out to everybody. The whole goddamn squad, man, whatever y'all got going
yeah.
on. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. I forgot your name. But shout out to the
KBT
whole team. KBG, right? Okay.
KBG John.
CBR, man. Chess World Records, man. The motherfucker building. Man, introduce this next song, Road to Riches. Let us know more about that.
All right, so Road to Riches is basically a song that you can listen to when you I made this song to motivate all the niggas out there to get up off their ass, pull a stick out of it, goddamn, do what the fuck you want to do, bro.
Put a stick out your ass, nigga. Road to Riches
yeah.
right here. Let's talk to you
right
here.
Pull the stick out your ass.
XOXO on the
for too many summers I've been trying to get it. Chasing these hundreds and I'm gonna flip it. Clutching my gun when things hit the ceiling. I'm not a gangster but that's how I'm feeling. If I was hungry then I had to steal it. Buying fake jewelry so I could feel rich. They don't understand the pain that I deal with. That's why I'm a grind till I'm sitting on millions. I need a whip with no keys and ignition. I'm trying to whip on the road to the riches. Me and these niggas we socially distant. They keep putting their nose in my business. I'm on the road to the riches. I'm on the road to the riches. I ain't been sleep since 09. I don't need labels or cosigns. I do this shit on my own time. I turn a pot to a gold mine. She wanna fuck, got no time. I got the fame overnight. Came in with two thoughts and I'm pimping them like my name Dolomite. Bank account flooded with nothing but hundreds. I need a boat to get in the vault. I'm from a city where niggas get money. The next day they laying up in the chalk. Even in daylight my niggas put you to sleep. If you doing that pillow talk, they hating on me cause I'm being myself. I hop in the G and I'm getting lost. I'm thinking about towing a Glock cause times are getting rough. These niggas keep asking for features, the next time they call I ain't picking up. They know I'm the hottest out like I'm fresh out the oven. They know I'm the king of the hill, walking on water like
for
Jesus
too many
for
summers I've been trying to get it.
Chasing these hundreds and I'm gonna flip it. Clutching my gun when things hit the ceiling. I'm not a gangster but that's how I'm feeling. If I was hungry then I had to steal it. Buying fake jewelry so I could feel rich. They don't understand the pain that I deal
that's
with.
That's why I'm a grind till I'm sitting on millions.
I need a whip with no keys and ignition. I'm trying to whip on the road to the riches. Me and these niggas we socially distant. They keep putting their nose in my business. I'm on the road to the riches. I'm on the road to the riches.
I'm on the road to the riches. No, I ain't coming back home. If these niggas wanna play with me, you know that I'm keeping my comb. I ain't doing no internet shit. It's 14, better hit my phone. I did a lot of shit on my own. You know I'm back to the bone. We send them up like a chrome. How you on, but then put your bro on. I was just burning on my team home. We get that bag and we get gone. I been on her just like I'm King Kong. I might see a deal like a snow cone. When that sounds like it's too strong. Walk around telling my too long. All on the road to the rich of these demons. They tryna just come and just taking my spot. I gotta get to the money. I ain't chasing no hoe. I ain't falling in love with no thought. And I just been tipping my daddy, my brother, my mama, my sister, my cousin, my aunt. No, I cannot stop until we get to the motherfucking top.
For too many summers, I've been trying to get it. Chasing these hundreds and I'm gonna flip it. Clutching my gun when things hit the ceiling. I'm not a gangster, but that's how I'm feeling. If I was hungry, then I had to steal it. Buying fake jewelry so I could feel rich. They don't understand the pain that I deal with. That's why I'm a grinder, I'm sitting on millions. I need a whip with no keys and ignition. I'm trying to whip on the road to the riches. Me and these niggas, we socially distant. They keep putting their nose in my business. I'm on the road to the riches. I'm on the road to the riches.
Yo, this your girl Nikki B. Call in 515-605-9898 to get your music played. Email me at letstalknikkiradio@gmail.com. If you want to know more about our business, hit us up at www.ifmradio.com. Ooh, ah, turn up, baby.
Let's Talk Nikki Radio goes down in 3, 2.
Okay, now Nikki.
Yes, it's your girl, Nikki B. Shout out to my nigga SOX in the building, man. He was motherfucking lit. I got a couple more questions to ask you. In a couple years from now, like, say for instance, you ain't hear motherfucking music. Like, what will be your other career? What will you be doing a couple years from now?
Oh, when I blow up, the other careers that I also want to venture in, because I do have other things that I also do want to venture in when I blow up.
Yeah.
I want to eventually also on the side be a producer. Also want to write my own movies and shit.
Yeah.
I want to have a show on Adult Swim, Jackass or some shit.
Yeah.
I'll maybe write an autobiography because I do got a story and shit. So I want to like team up. And when it comes to the music, I don't want to just really work with just rap artists. I want to work with a lot of hip hop artists. Don't
right.
get me wrong.
Right.
But outside of rap, I want to work with like Lady Gaga. I want to work with I don't know, Green Day. But I want to work with them niggas. I want to work with Blink-182, Travis Barker. Travis Barker is I think, the drummer for Blink-182. Yeah, shout out to Travis Barker.
You got any more shout-outs?
Huh?
You got any more shout-outs? Like, get all your shout-outs out right now.
Oh, no, that was just for, those are for, like, people. When I say shout-out Travis Barker, I was saying it more of, like a... Like, yeah, I like his, like, yeah. I do got shout-outs, though. Don't get me wrong, though. Like, shout-out to everybody who's stuck with me, you know, through this journey. Shout-out to Teddy Boy.
Shout-out to all the masturbators, too.
Shout-out to all the virgin niggas out there. Shout-out to all the niggas fucking their teachers out there. Shout out to all the niggas smoking weed instead of being in math class.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the niggas out there who are sticking their dicks in trees and shit. Shout out to all my niggas at the mental hospital. shout out to all the women who just got abortion. Shout out to all the men who got raped in prison.
And shout out
to all the kids who were molested by Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, please let the people know how they can get more in tune with you and how they can fucking follow your music, how they more and they can learn more about masturbation. Tell the people, let us know.
Hold up, wait. No, I'm about to speak on the mic. I was proceeding to speak on the mic. How you can get more in tune with me? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you asked. You can follow me on Instagram, XOXOCOURON704, Twitter, XOXOQuran, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that, XOXOQuran. My Grindr is cocksucker69. My Minecraft handle is bitch you fucking gay. It was my handle since like fifth grade. So.
Yo, what's Minecraft handle?
No, it's my gamer tag for to enter my Minecraft world. You know, you got worlds on Minecraft to create.
I don't know about Minecraft. Google that shit later on too, bro.
Well, you're not hip, man, if you don't know nothing about Minecraft.
I had an interview last night. This bitch brought some, I had an exotic, a plastic exotic over there. She brought some motherfucking toys and some shit that I never saw. So it's a lot of freaky shit. You know, I'm on the goddamn probably like second level of freaks. You know, so I know I'm at the third class and got this school. So that's it. I don't know about the other stuff. But you can teach me how to be for me, though. You know, on the professional level.
My Christian mingle is Fuck Religion 666. You can also find me on blackpeoplemeet.com. I'm a member of the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. You can find me at the local meeting, all that shit.
It's crazy, man. Man, shout out to you for coming in. Shout out to Chance for Records. Shout out to SOS, man. Shout out to the Masturbator Little Dick, nigga. Shout out to Sneak Guy, man. We in this bitch, nigga. Grah! Can you turn us up, DJ, motherfucker? I think you did it.
I just want to say, fuck the pig. Tell him I still am a Laker. I got a big dookie blunt, nigga. Let's get it.
Hello. My name is Quran. I do not like the run. I do like honey bun. Hello. Today you will not try me. Chopper with a dick. Bitch, I'll melt your brain like ice cream. Hello. My name is Quran. I do not like the run. I do like honey bun. Hello. Today you will not try me. Chopper with a dick. Bitch, I'll melt your brain like ice cream. Do I have the sauce? Yes, I do. It's in my cabinet. Pull that Uzi out my underwear. Let you niggas have it. Bitch, I'm on the hunt. I feel like Kraven. Bitch, you Spider-Man. Smash your bitch like Hulk. Then I hit you with that Iron Man. Oh, goddamn, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Fuck your bitch and then I split her throat in my pickup truck. Bitch, I got two balls. I wear them every day. I got a little dick just to put it in your face like, hello. My name is Quran. I do not like the run. I do like honey bun. Hello. Today you will not try me. Chopper with a dick. Bitch, I'll melt your brain like ice cream. Hello. My name is Quran. I do not like the run. I do like honey bun. Hello. Today you will not try me. Chopper with a dick. Bitch, I'll melt your brain like ice cream.
Want to spot him, bitch, I got him. That's my time of doing me. I'm ducking low in the bin. S.O. stopped up with the twin. Nigga coming out of Charlotte, bitch, I mean it. Two greedy niggas on the same song, you never seen it. I'm an artist, fuck a rapper, yeah, I do all type of shit. I like how she ride the G, pull out, she gon' slap on me. I get the game from my daddy, he taught me all type of shit. It's the CEO of KBC, we stand on top of shit.
Hello, my name is Quran. I do not like the run. I do like honey bun. Hello, today you will not try me. Chopper with a dick.
Melt your brain like ice cream. Yo, this your girl Nikki B. Call in 515-605-9898 and get your music played. Email me at letstalknickyradio@gmail.com. If you want to know more about our business, hit us up at www.ifmradio.com. Ooh-ah, turn up, baby.